This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek, coming to you from Oaks, Pennsylvania.
And I am Colleen Peachy from Oaks, Pennsylvania, and you are listening to Horses in the Morning live from the American Equestrian Trade Association show in Oaks, Pennsylvania for August 18th, episode 979. This episode is brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us here this morning. We really appreciate it. We love doing these live remotes that we do from ADA, and I am especially excited today because we have one of our terrific auditors on with us, co-hosting today and leading off on Auditor Week. This is, we've named it Auditor Week here on Horses in the Morning because we're having all auditors co-hosting.
Well, you know what, Glenn? I'm really excited to be here. It's quite an honor to be the first auditor to co-host, and I'm really looking forward to listening to everybody else the rest of the week.
Well, now you have to set the standard. You have to be good.
I'm going to try my best, but I can't promise anything. So
you have to be as good as Jamie, okay?
Those are pretty big shoes to fill.
I know. You have to tell stories about crazy cats and horses and children. And
I do have crazy cats, and, you know, I probably have some chicken stories I can work out because they're always entertaining.
You have chickens, don't you?
I do have chickens.
Yeah, I do.
They're very entertaining to watch. I don't really think that they think very much. They just kind of react to everything, but entertaining nonetheless.
Well, we've had fun. We've been here all weekend at the American Equestrian Trade Association show. For those that haven't heard our past broadcasts from here, this is the show where the wholesalers bring all of their merchandise in and try and sell it to the retailers to carry in their stores around the country and the world, for that matter. There probably are about 300-400 wholesalers here, would you say, stands here, close to that?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I have to say, it's just a little bit dangerous to be walking around here, and you get to see the chance of everything that is going to be coming out in stores. So let's just say I'm making lists for when I visit my local tack shops.
And it's cash and carry day, which means a lot of these vendors don't want to pack up the stuff and bring it home, so they'll sell it to whoever will buy it. When we had our tack shop back, we had a store called the Horse Stuff Company. And we would come to these trade shows. We would come to these things for 20 years now, Jennifer and I. We would buy the entire Weatherbeta booth and take the entire Weatherbeta booth home with us. We just went in and we'd say, okay, no cash and carry here. We're buying the whole booth. And we would just buy all the blankets, all the booths. We'd buy everything that was in their booth, pack it into a U-Haul and take it home. So that was kind of fun.
Now, be honest, you probably were looking at some of the things that you brought home and were like, well, you know, do we really need to sell this in
some
the store?
Oddball sizes. Because they bring some weird sizes to the shows. Sometimes all the small ones so they fit better and that kind of thing.
Well, see, that would work for me because I have a horse that's in a size 87. So if it was one of those oddball sizes and it's like, who actually has a horse to fit in 87?
How tall is your horse?
That mark is actually 17.3.
Oh, wow. You know, it used to be that we couldn't sell an 87 to any. They didn't make 87s. 84 was the largest they made till the early 2000s when Warmblood started coming in. And then, is he Warmblood?
He's Dutch Warmblood Thoroughbred Cross, so.
Yeah. And it picked up a lot of the Dutch Warmblood, apparently.
Apparently. He's size extra ginormous.
Yes. Well, it has been fun here at ADA all weekend. We have made the rounds of the entire place. We have a ton of guests lined up for you this morning to talk about different products, all kinds of different products this morning, so that should be a lot of fun. Jamie is on vacation this week, for those of you that missed it and haven't heard her talking about it for the last month. She's so excited. She's now in the mountains of Idaho someplace at, is it Double D Ranch? What was that again? No, it's not Double D. I keep saying Diamond D Ranch in Idaho. Sorry about that. in Idaho, and she's going to be out of communication. Apparently, they have, like, no internet, no phone, no nothing up there. So she's going to be off the grid this week. You won't see her hit 'em happy updates this week. She said she's going to take one every day, and then when she gets back, she'll put them all up.
Yeah, that just means that she has a whole bunch to go up in one day at the end of the week.
That's right. And thank you to everybody who's been posting the hit 'em happies. There's been a ton of them. So we appreciate that as well. And we want to thank the good people at Hopper Expositions at hopperexpos.com, because they are the ones that bring us in and invite us to come in for the last 6 years, I think. Twice a year for the last 6 years, they set us up here so that we can broadcast live from here and highlight some of the terrific products and companies that we find here. Basically, this show in at this time of year, there'll be people in buying for Christmas. There'll also be people in making their final orders for blankets. A lot of the blanket orders go in January. And then you place your orders in January for bulks of blankets that will come in and end of September, early October into your store. But this time of year, if there's new additions to the blankets or something like that, they'll place final orders or they'll round out their orders for blankets this time of year. And then all the new products, and I don't know, walking around, did you see some new products that you hadn't seen before?
I have seen some new products that I haven't seen before. Some new products, some just new styles and different colors and different, you know, fashions. But I don't know. I'm pretty excited about some of the things I've seen.
One of the things that I've noticed is color. Bright colors are coming in, even in the horse world now. It's no more just black and white.
I have to say I'm pretty addicted to all the colors. It's very interesting that you say that because, you know, I find just traditional colors can get a little boring if you wear them all the time, but there's so many different, not just colors, but patterns. You see a lot of prints. A lot of the show attire that I'm seeing, there's a lot of fun patterns and prints inside the collars and the end of the sleeve. So it just gives you a nice little, you know, extra pop of color. And to me, it kind of speaks to your personality. You can get something that, you know, you like, and it's nice and conservative when you button up your show collar, and then you can, you know, pop it open and you have, like, a little splash of fun.
Well, one of the things I wanted to mention, too, is that I totally lost it. It's gone. Oh, I wanted to mention that you are also, let's talk about your other part-time gig. You have a real job where you actually pay the bills, but you also have a part-time gig in that you have one of the jobs that every horse girl in this country wants. And tell us what that is.
I actually write a product review column for Eventing Nation. Which is a lot of fun. The thing I like about it most
is you get free stuff?
No, absolutely not. That's not the most fun part. The most fun part, Glenn, is that I get to come to places like Ada and walk around and get to talk to all of the, you know, owners of the companies, marketing folks at the companies, and I get to learn not only about, you know, the new and exciting products they have coming out, which is great for me since I'm a little bit of a shopaholic, but it's also really cool because I get to talk to them and find out, you know, the stories about how their company started, which there are a lot of cool stories out there. Companies that you might think are absolutely huge are actually just a really small group of really hardworking and dedicated people, and it's a lot of fun. But also I like walking around and getting to find out, you know, a lot of the new stuff that's coming out. And I've actually found that I have learned a lot because I really, in my product reviews, my philosophy is, you know, I like to share a bit about myself and my horses so people can kind of get to know me. And then I like to talk about products in a very technical sense so that people kind of get an idea for all of the features that are available. And then, you know, they can kind of see how it works for me. I like to talk about that. But to me, I'm not going to recommend or not recommend a product to anybody because everybody's different. Every horse is different. Every rider's different. I just like to kind of use the product reviews as a venue to make, you know, buyers more educated so that when they're going out, they can kind of have some options and kind of know, you know, the specs on each thing that they're looking at. But I actually like it because I've learned through my technical discussions with a lot of the companies, I feel like I've learned a lot, so I've actually become a more educated buyer myself. So that's a lot of fun.
Well, you and you get to try out cool stuff.
Oh, my gosh, it's so much fun.
Are you riding like in a different pair of breeches every day? And some days when you want to just put on your jeans, you go, oh, I have to wear another pair of breeches.
You know, that's actually funny you say that because I feel like I have my horses. I have a small farm with my sister, and so I do a lot of my riding in my ring at home. So a lot of times I just throw on jeans or a pair of old breeches and a T-shirt and go out riding. But now I'm always, you know, getting dressed in a certain pair of breeches that I'm trying or, you know, a certain helmet that I'm trying. and I feel like I'm kind of getting dressed to not really go anywhere. But it's a lot of fun trying everything out, and I feel like it's a great learning experience for me, and I hope that it also can be a great learning experience for anybody that follows my column.
I can see now, I can see all your knit your horsey neighbors watching you going, why is she wearing her hunt coat and stock tie today out riding in the ring? So did you? So your goal here was to find new products to test, I guess, when you're walking around for Eventing Nation.
Yes.
And we're going to shout out to John at Eventing Nation. Say hello to him this morning. And also Leslie over at Horse Nation. She's usually here on Mondays and joins us on every Monday, but she will not be here today because I have the other half represented today in Colleen over at Eventing Nation. Now let's give a shout out also to your sister who was too scared to get on the air with us today. Lorraine is here, too, who's also an auditor. Oh, now she's giving us the evil eye. Come over here and sit down a second. We have to get you to say hi. Look, it's auditor week. You're an auditor. You have to be here. So say hi, Lorraine.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. Come up a little closer to the mic. We had the opportunity to have dinner with you guys the other night. It was a lot of fun. And also, let's give a shout-out to Kelly, who was here and stopped by to say hi to us the other day, another auditor from the area.
Yep, that was so much fun. I was thinking this morning, I wasn't sure if we were doing Daily Winnies today, but that was going to be one of my Daily Winnies to Auditor Kelly, because that was so much fun that we all got to go out to dinner the other night and talk about the show, and it was just a lot of fun.
So we are going to have a number of guests, as I said, during the day today. Our first one's getting situated here, but we're going to be talking a little bit about a little bit of everything. We have a wide variety here for you this morning, and as we go through the day, too, we'll also continue the conversation with Colleen about what she saw and what unique things we have found. I had my favorite booth, too. We always pick a booth every year, and I had my favorite booth. We'll talk about what that is a little later in the show. But our first guest is here. And we have Laura here from Unique Boutique. Did I say that right?
You sure did. That's it.
And, you know, we found you the other day, and we said we had to have you on because it's such a cool story. And we don't see it too often in the horse world. Mm-hmm. So tell us what Unique Boutique is and why it's a cool story.
So Unique Boutique is a fair trade importer, and we work with artisans in Guatemala, Ghana, and Thailand. And all of our products are handmade by small groups and families. And the thing about fair trade is that it's a movement that started about 50 years ago as an outgrowth of missionary and international development work to try to alleviate poverty in developing areas, economically developing areas. So it has since evolved into a set of operating principles that include fair wages, no child labor, safe working conditions, and long-term relationships with your artisans that really focus on improving the quality of life in some of the world's most impoverished areas.
And you said Unique Boutique has been outside the horse world. It started outside the horse world, selling where? In shops and things like that?
Yeah, we have been selling to all kinds of retailers, lots of different gift retailers, as well as outdoor outfitter-type retailers. But I am a lifelong horse person with a real passion for horses.
What kind of horses?
Oh, I have gated horses. I have two Tennessee Walkers in the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And, of course, they are my
trail rider then, huh?
Trail riding. I actually hunt them. I jump them. I do a little bit
really?
In them. What, you know, just a little bit of everything. Anything that the horses take to, we do. So that is how I wanted to combine my passion for horses with my passion for fair trade and try bringing some of our cool products here to Ada and see what kind of reaction we would get. And so far it's been really positive, so it's exciting.
Oh, terrific. Yeah, we talked to you at the beginning of the show, so I didn't have a report then of how it was going with the retailers. Well, let's see some of your products. Talk about some of the specific things.
Sure. So I brought a couple of things.
Okay.
The first thing I brought is a hip pouch that I love because when you ride in the saddle, you don't want a fanny pack on your butt bouncing around. You don't
want... And fanny packs are out.
They are so
That's
out.
So 90s.
And you also don't really want something in front of your tummy because it can interfere with your riding. So this hip pouch stays right where it should, right along your thigh or right on your hip where it's easy to get into, and you can grab your cell phone, you can grab a little first aid kit I often keep in there. And I love it because it's flat, it's flattering to your figure, and it's really convenient. So the one you're holding right now, and I know listeners can't see, but it's pretty worn because I've been riding with that one for 5 years, and
oh,
I
wow.
thought, well, gee, if
well, we
I
know it's
like
durable.
It.
You're kidding me.
No, I've had it for 5 years, and it's durable. The important thing about this bag, besides
is it embroidered?
Embroidery is actually a used ladies' blouse. In Guatemala, the women wear elaborately embroidered blouses called huipils. And when they wear out, our artisans collect them and cut out the stained and torn parts and use the remaining gorgeous embroidery to make new bags.
Oh,
so
wow.
Not only have I had this for 5 years, but before that, it was worn by a Mayan woman for who knows how many years. So, you know, we've got a great fabric there with just
how cool is that?
Beautiful feel.
Can I say that just is completely amazing because I would have not known that this bag was worn for 5 years if you hadn't told me because the fabric just looks absolutely gorgeous. To me, that speaks to how much care goes into the garments, and I love that it's basically the ultimate recycling program.
Thanks, and I have to say, I haven't taken very good care of it. I think I put it in the washer for, like, the second time before running up to the show.
Smelled like horse before that.
It wasn't me. I haven't been babying the bag.
It smelled like Tennessee Walker before I came here.
It probably still does smell good to people.
They are beautiful. Now, you do all different kinds of things, not just the hip bags, but all mm-hmm. different things, right?
Yeah, so we also do jewelry and all kinds of other handbags. I brought another piece to show you because this is a personal favorite. So this is a bracelet, and it has a center medallion that has crocheted straps. But the center medallion is carved coconut shell with a cutout silhouette of a horse.
And it is fine. I mean, intricately
yes.
fine.
And
shiny.
The thing about it is that this is actually cut with a teeny tiny little saw. It looks almost like a laser cut piece, but it is not. And I brought a picture here. I know the audience can't see it, but you guys might enjoy knowing that I am telling the truth. So,
okay, so we got a guy sitting at a little bench.
And those little round pieces in front of him, it's not a great detail shot, but what he has is holes in this little bench, and he's using a saw to cut
through the bench?
Up through the bench, up through the coconut.
So he has like some kind of form underneath there that's guiding him. That's really cool.
It almost gives me the impression of being like a table saw. I just can't even describe.
It does actually.
The
yeah.
level of detail on this piece.
And where was he from? Where is he from?
He's from Guatemala.
Okay. And he's got a little girl that's so cute standing
aww.
There with him.
Yeah, that's one of his daughters.
And let me tell you, there's not a lot in the house where he is sitting. It's the bench, and he looks like he's sitting on a bucket of some kind. So it's, you know, but wow, what work they do, huh?
Yeah.
And a coconut shell, I would never guess that.
Can you even believe that that was cut with a saw?
I know.
I mean,
I know.
I'm surprised to hear that. I really am.
Here's another example, just to show you a different style. This one is a tree, and it has very fine little branches. Also shows off his skill.
And, you know, I can look at the underside. Now I can tell it is a coconut shell when you look at the underside.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the tree is very intricate. Oh, my gosh.
Coconut shell is great because it is so hard, and it needs to be. Otherwise, when you cut the tiny fine pieces, you'll end up cracking it. So
now, on the tags that you guys, when you sell them, do people know, do the tags say where it's from?
The tags say where it's from, and we have a little bit of information about our company. Different retailers do different things within their store displays. We can provide materials to put out in the store about all of our products, explaining how they were made and where they came from. And just different retailers have different preferences. But we have a website and a blog where we blog every week about one of our artisans.
Oh, cool.
So we work with over 200. So it's we have about maybe a quarter of them blogged about so far.
So everything that you sell is actually a little bit different. It might have be, you know, similar, but it's different because it's handmade.
Yeah, well, our name is Unique Batik, and we are really, the unique part is really true. With handmade artisan-produced items, you never really get exactly the same thing twice.
Well, it looks terrific, and they had about 100 different things over there that were very colorful and bright and fun. So I can't recommend it enough. Where do people go to buy it, our listeners?
They can check us out at uniquebatik.us. That's our website, and we do sell retail and, of course, wholesale on the website. So
Unique Batik, and that's spelled UNIQUEBATIK.US. We'll post a link to that on our show notes as well. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
That's Laura
Thank
Wendell
you so
from
much.
Unique Batik. Thank you, Laura. Well, that was fun. Did you see that booth when you were over there?
I think I walked by and I didn't manage to stop, but I know that that's somewhere I'm going to be stopping today because
it
I
is
just
really
love
cool.
that hip pack.
Yep. So, yeah, we'll definitely post a link to that in our show notes at Unique Batik. And I think Jennifer's wrangling our next guest for us at this point. So, have a seat here. We have Robbie, and I'll tell you what. What is it?
John Sunken.
Oh, it's John? Okay. Yeah. Hi, John. Well, we have John with us. Yeah, my notes were wrong. We had John with us, and I got to tell a little story about this before we bring John in the conversation, because I saw your product at the last show, and I said, okay, I'm not sure, because there's a lot of companies that come here, and this I'm getting to the compliment at the end of this, all right, so don't freak out, all right?
Yep, yep.
There's a lot of companies that come here. We've been doing this for 20 years that we'll see new companies pop in, and then 6 months later you won't see them again, and you'll never see them again after that. And I wasn't sure when I saw yours, and then I saw you pop up at Rolex, and I saw that you were very busy at Rolex.
Yes, we were.
And it just went on from there, and now we see you back. So we had to have you on to talk about C4, specifically the belts, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, come about 2 inches from the mic. So tell us about C4. Where did it start, and why has it become so crazy? You've heard of C4.
I have. I actually kept walking by your stand, and I kept wanting to stop. But to your point, there were people there every time I walked by, so
it's John's good looks is what it is. You think?
I think it is.
I'm just drawing people in.
Nothing to do with the belt.
Nothing to do with the belt. Pretty much, Robbie is my cousin, and he's the founder of the product, and he pretty much went away to school abroad and went out there and tried to find a new way to help dress people. And so he pretty much...
Oh, here's Robbie now. Have a seat, Robbie. About 2 inches from the mic.
How's it going?
Good. He just started telling us the story of how C4 came into being.
I'll let Robbie take it over.
And he basically said you were high one night and saw all these colors, and you thought you could put them into a belt.
Yeah, pretty much.
See? I knew it.
And then there was a dragon that was flying across. Yeah, so basically I was living in China with a few friends right after we graduated.
Okay, who does that?
Yeah, so I studied Chinese. I saw an opportunity to go to a new country and exploit.
Do you study Chinese in
happening.
College?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And
that's good news, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a real adventure living there for a year after college. I'd been there before during college as well, so it was pretty familiar by that point. And towards the end of that year, my friends and I were exploring, looking for ideas of things to do. And we ended up visiting, you know, different factories once we had this idea for the belt, and we found a factory that could make the mold. Really what was inspired, how we got the idea in the first place, was plastic watch bands. And
okay.
The way
yeah.
that they fasten remind us of a buckle. And so we thought, why not just expand this, put it around your waist, and turn it into a belt.
And for those just tuning in, we're talking about the C4 belt that you have seen if you've been to any show or Rolex or in your local tack shop. Go ahead, continue.
Right. So while we were in China, we had this problem with belts. All we had were black and brown leather belts, and we really wanted something more fun than that. So, you know, having that color option and the mix and match, feature between the belt and buckle, because the buckle has an interchangeable design, so you can slide it out and switch it out with any color strap.
So I could buy one strap and 12 different buckles.
That's right.
Okay.
Or one buckle and 12 different
straps
if you want.
Yeah.
And then we came up with the name C4 because we also wanted to give back. And because you could mix and match the colors, you could choose your color, And then we also added the phrase choose your cause. So that's what C4's slogan is, choose your color, choose your cause, and C4 stands for the four C's in that.
And what cause? What do you mean?
So we support four different nonprofit partners, and each year we kind of change them up. And this past year it's been Boys and Girls Club of America, Captain Planet Foundation, Human Rights Campaign, and Best Friends Animal Society.
So you've
and
got
to, with every purchase, the customer gets to choose how C4 donates. And so you can either just do it through the checkout process online, or if you get it at a retailer, there's a little slip inside the belt box that directs you to the website, and you place your vote that way.
I'm just opening up a box. They brought me a little present because I was over there, and I mentioned the color of my cart for my little pony that I drive.
Yep.
And I got a electric blue cart with bright yellow on it. And what they brought me was an electric blue buckle with a bright yellow belt. I'm going to match my pony cart.
Yeah.
I am going to be perfect here. So the belt, now they're separated here. Is it easy to, show me, is it easy to put the belt buckle on the belt?
So on the back of that piece of paper in the box there,
okay.
It shows you a little diagram of how it works.
Oh, the directions.
So, yeah, it's pretty simple.
And the belts are all one length. You kind of cut them to the length?
Yeah, it's one size fits all. It starts at a 42 or 44. And
I'm
then,
okay then. I'm not too fat for the belt.
Yeah.
All right, we're good.
And so you just open this lever here on the back of the buckle, and it's the belt slides right in, and then you clamp it down.
And it stays?
That's all you got to do, yep.
Yeah?
Yeah. It grips really strong.
Why do you think these have taken off so much? And I know you guys were at Rolex, and I saw you really busy there. And
yeah. Well, you know, we started off not in the equestrian market. We kind of started in the general market. We're based out of Atlanta, so there's a big wholesale show building in downtown Atlanta called America's Mart. And so we did the Atlanta apparel show, and we got picked up by a bunch of different, you know, small boutiques around the South. And then about a year and a half later, my cousin John up in Virginia said, hey, I'm out of a horse farm, and I want to see if some of my riders would like these belts. And, you know, it's more, I would say that's more John's answer to tell, let you know why you think.
Pretty much, I just think that people like to show their colors, like to, you know, everybody wants to show.
Especially the eventers. Are you seeing C4 belts on the eventers?
Oh, yeah.
I think, to me, as soon as I see the belts with the changeable colors, I'm like, cross country day.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, for sure. And then it's just, you know, everybody has their own way of showing off their colors. So we have such a variety that I think that everybody just, like, looks at them like some are, can be very bright. You can keep it traditional. We have every realm in between. And you, you know, pretty much people.
Yeah, you
like
do have brown, but do you sell any brown?
Yes.
Oh, you do sell?
Yeah,
we do.
I'm actually
that's
wearing
for the
brown
people.
Right now.
Oh, look, you're being boring today. Oh, you got a red, bright red belt buckle, though, so you're covered.
Yeah. So you got to add a little splash of color if it's the buckle or the belt. And, you know,
when you see the number of different combinations in your catalog, there are
like over 700, 800 combinations that we have come up with.
But you have a picture of every one of them here.
Yeah, if someone wants to see an exact color combination, we can do that.
Is it out on your website, too?
Yep. Yeah. And there's this, on the website, there's a tool that you can just mix and match, and the combination pops up in front of you.
Hey, well, what do they retail for?
They retail for $30 online, and we recommend $30 in stores as well.
Well, you know, that's right price. I
that's
mean,
a
for,
great price.
For a custom, really, is what a custom item.
Right. Yeah.
Now, can I buy in stores? Can I buy them separate, like the buckle and the belt separate?
Some stores do carry extra buckles so you can mix and match. Some stores allow you to mix and match between the belt and buckle.
But if I buy it at a store, then I could go to your website and buy additional buckles if I wanted to.
That's right.
Okay. So, because we do like that people shop at the local store. And
of course, we want to support our retailers.
Yeah. Well, this is terrific. And what, you know, whoever thought that you could be, you know, laying in China wondering what to do with your life and now be here selling belts?
It's a wild world we live in.
Have you gone back to China? Do you like it there?
I do like China.
Yeah.
I visited once since then for a quick trip. My other business partner has been back as well. and we're planning another trip soon.
I know one of the obstacles, and everybody buys from China now, so, you know, all these vendors in here buy from China for something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know one of the obstacles is the language, and
right.
Sometimes there's a language discrepancy. Has that been easier for you, knowing the language?
It is easier, but, you know, that doesn't discredit the Chinese. They'll always find a way to make it difficult for you.
I was trying to say that in a roundabout way. But
yeah. I mean, yeah, speaking the language definitely helps, and having that direct contact with them. But, it's an ongoing process.
Well, this is terrific. It's C4. What's the website?
C4belts.com.
Are you going to be getting one today, Colleen?
I think I might.
Yeah.
I might have to go look.
What are your colors again for cross country?
Red, white, and blue.
They have an Americana one here. I saw it earlier.
Yeah, we have a limited edition.
You can get the flag one. It's all the way in the beginning. Right there. You could be, like, decked out. Americana extraordinaire, Colleen, on the cross-country course.
Did you see me get a little spazzy when you
I'm just saying. Better not fall off, though. You're representing the country here. You can't fall off when you're on cross-country with that.
No pressure.
No.
Well, if wearing the belt will prevent me from falling off and taking, like, a header in the water.
Yeah, by the way, is that included in the belt, the guarantee of never falling off your horse?
No, but the one thing that we can offer you is that the belts also become neck straps for your horse. So you have a handle if you get an emergency situation.
Oh, yeah, it's long enough to just put it around your horse's neck?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
That's how people also are showing the color and the belt.
Really?
Yeah, yep. Most definitely.
So, yeah, a lot of riders match their neck strap with their belt that they're wearing.
Yep.
So.
I need belts for my pony while I'm driving him. I could just get an extra long belt. He's not that big. And I could wrap it around and put bells on him. And everybody would know I was coming.
Yeah,
that'd
be awesome.
Scare the crap out of the pony, and I'd be going 100 miles an hour. But this is really great. I love it that you guys are back, as we talked about earlier, and are doing so well. Congratulations
thank you
on
so
finding
much.
A niche.
Yeah,
really
thank you for having
it.
Us.
It's terrific. You need to get high more often, apparently, at work.
I know. You want to talk after the show?
Thank you, guys.
All right.
C4.
Thanks, guys.
What a great company. Good job. Do I get to keep the belt? Well, thank you very much. That's terrific. I will take a picture with it on.
Awesome.
All right, good. Thank you. I wanted to acknowledge, too, all of the people that have done the ALS challenge and have challenged me to do it. I think I'll have to dump about 50 buckets of water or ice water on my head at this point. I'm going to do it once. I'm going to do it once, all right? Have you been challenged yet?
I don't know.
Guess who's going to get it when I do mine?
I don't know if I want to answer that question. I actually haven't.
You haven't? We can fix that.
I have a feeling I'm about to be, though.
Tomorrow, when I do my video, guess who's going to be challenged?
Well, at least I have advance warning.
Well, yeah, I think it's a great cause, and it's a lot of fun. And thank you to everybody who thought of me when they thought that I would look good with an ice bucket on my head. So I appreciate that, and I just wanted to acknowledge that I have seen them, and we'll be doing that as soon as I get home. So Jennifer has offered to pour the bucket over my head. Wasn't that so kind of her?
You know what? That is so nice of her.
What a loving wife does. That's right. What a loving wife does. Well, our show today is sponsored by Omega Alpha Equine. And as always, Omega Alpha Equine is here at the show. And it's not Dr. Chang today. He is actually in China. I think he's on vacation.
He's on vacation.
And working, too. But a working vacation. I know he has relatives still there. So.
Yes.
Let's put that over there. Get that out of the way. Here, you can put my belt over there. Don't you take it, Colleen.
Well, I know you. It's not red, white, and blue.
No, it's not your colors.
So it's safe.
Electric blue and yellow is not your colors. I'll need to put it on and get a picture later of it on. So, well, Jen, you are from Omega Alpha Equine. What are we talking about today? See, now, this is where I get in trouble because I have been accused, and I don't know why, but I have been accused in the past of taking Dr. Chang off message when he comes on the show once a month and taking him in the left field someplace. I don't know. I don't think I do that too much, do I, guys? Okay, well, all right. I do that a little bit, but I promised I would not do that with Jen today. So I will let you talk, and you talk to Colleen, and I'm just going to sit here so I don't get in trouble.
All right. Well, we're talking about Biotic 8 today, which is one of the products that we've had for a while. But we've come out with it in some daily dosage packets. So you have them prepackaged for your barn, very convenient. And if you've got a lot of horses to feed and great for your barn manager, they just open it up and put it in the feed. And it's all set up for you. And it comes in a big clear jug for 30 days.
Cookie jar, yeah. Yep.
Well, I like that concept because, you know, if I'm away for a day or two, I've got the horses at home. I have to have somebody come in and, you know, feed him and all that jazz, do the barn work. That's super fun for them, I think. But one of the things I always worry about is feeding time. And, of course, it's really nice to have, you know, pre-measured packets that you can just, you know, rip and dump. So you don't have to worry about if they're getting the right thing. It's like, just make sure you sit the nice little cookie jar, I'll call it, right beside the grain bins, and you know that they're going to get what they need if somebody else is there too.
Yep, definitely. And, you know, at our barn at home, I do have my horse on this, and I prepackage them myself. Mm-hmm. Now I don't have to anymore. And with the Biotic 8, it's actually really important to make sure that it is protected from any moisture in the air until the horse ingests it, because otherwise it could become active too soon. And the effectiveness of the product could be compromised.
The good bacteria would,
Mm-hmm.
Which is a good point, because for somebody like me, if I'm going to be gone like overnight and I know somebody's coming in the evening to feed the horses, sometimes just to make sure they're getting the right doses, I'll measure out the grain and I'll mix all the supplements in the morning and it'll sit around until night. So if I was doing that with a supplement like Biotic 8, then that would be a really bad idea.
Exactly, yep. You just want to leave it in the package until you feed it and then just
remind everybody why Biotic 8. What you know, for our new listeners, we've talked about Biotic 8 before, but we have a lot of new listeners. So remind everybody what is so important about Biotic 8.
So Biotic 8 is probiotics and prebiotics. And a horse has probiotics in his gut to help him digest food, and prebiotics feed the probiotics. So there's any number of reasons why the horse's flora in his gut can get out of whack. So maybe he was on antibiotics, and so that antibiotics will kill all the bacteria, good and bad. Or maybe he just wasn't getting fed well for some reason. He's a rescue, or he's not digesting his food properly and not putting weight on properly. So by putting horse on Biotic 8, you can restore the flora in his gut to the correct level. And then you'll see it in their coat and their body weight. They start to look better. They start to feel better. It's a really, really great product.
Do you use it as a maintenance thing or is it as needed?
You can use it either way. Okay. It could certainly be a maintenance thing or it could be as needed.
I know that Jamie uses it on several of her high-strung rescue thoroughbreds that were a little nutty. And part of the reason they were a little nutty is because of ulcers.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always recommend to use it for a horse with ulcers. To keep their gut calm, and we recommend to use it when you're using some of our other gastrointestinal products. We always say use the Biotic 8 as well to get the best results.
I think one of the things, too, that we don't mention enough about Omega Alpha is that they're all natural. Everything is all natural, all natural ingredients, herbs, and it's one of the reasons, actually, Dr. Chang is in China now, is some of the herbs that you can only get from China, he's over there sourcing those now.
Yep. That's exactly what he's doing, and yet everything is all natural.
And that's a different kind of herb than we were talking about with the last guest. I wanted to clarify that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that was a different kind of herb. They're not the same herb.
No, not the same. You know, Biotic 8 is one of the powdered ones, but most of them are actually herbal extracts in the liquid form because that's the most bioavailable form for a horse to absorb, or anybody for that matter.
When Omega Alpha gets the herbs in, they come in and like in a lot of, well, I know a lot of them come in whole form, and then you guys are the ones that break them down or smush them up or whatever term that is.
Yeah,
grind them. I don't know what the term is.
Yes, they do. We buy them in whole leaf form, and we do multiple testing to make sure that they are what we wanted. They're actually what we were told they are.
And I guess the quality can be different depending on how much rain or
absolutely.
You know all that stuff.
Absolutely. So he'll test from, you know, a bunch of different places in the container to make sure that everything's kosher and to make sure that all the concoctions are created correctly.
I don't know about you, Glenn, but when I hear about the herbs and the different leaves that are being, you know, brought together to formulate the product, I kind of think about a mortar and pestle and getting them a kind of grinding.
A little guy in there.
Together,
just going,
which I'm sure is, you know, totally.
They have big mortar and pestle.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I'm thinking totally old-fashioned here, but. That's just what comes to mind.
Now, do you guys actually have like a lab with the little white coats and the people in there and everything?
No, I've never been up to Canada yet, but I believe that we do.
Yeah, and you know, you do a lot of human grade products,
yes.
So
mm-hmm.
You know, especially up in Canada. So
mm-hmm.
I know that you do because they're all certified and tested, and the
yep.
Canadian authorities make sure everything's kosher. So
yes. We have the human line, the pet line, and the equine line.
Well, thank you so much for joining
us.
Biotic Gate is now mobile.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. You can take it with you to the horse shows and everywhere, and it's convenient and easy to do. You can order it in the packets right now, right?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was going to say everything else is going mobile. One.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's correct. Anything else?
I think that's about all.
Am I going to get in trouble today?
I don't think so. Oh,
okay,
I think you
good.
Did good.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jen. You did too.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. That's Jen from Omega Alpha Equine. Is the website at OmegaAlphaEquine.com is where you'll find all of their products. Follow them on Facebook as well at Omega Alpha Equine. Well, we have a bunch more guests coming up here in just a minute. We're going to take a break right now for our song. And our song today is When I Get That Pony Road from Templeton Thompson, and then we'll be coming back to you. We'll be coming back to you live from the American Equestrian Trade Association with a bunch more guests and a bunch more products. We'll be right back.
Guessing wasn't such a perfect landing. Yeah, I'm still alive, not sure how I survived. It was a hell of a ride till it ended. I guess that's what you get when you leave. You don't know.
That's when I get that Pony Road by Templeton Thompson. You can find all of her music at templetonthompson.com. And we found a lot of people that are Tempe fans here this weekend, so that was nice. Our next guest, and of course, we're coming to you from the American Equestrian Trade Association here in Philadelphia. I have Colleen Peachy as my co-host today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Glenn. And you know what? I still haven't run away yet.
I know, and you're doing great. You're a good representative of the auditor community here at Horse Radio Network.
Well, thank you. I try my best. But I have to say, if anybody has any complaints, I think you know where to send them to. But if not, here's a reminder, Jennifer@HorseRadioNetwork.com. Thank you.
You're representing Jamie Well here today.
Like I said, big shoes to fill, Glenn.
I wanted to mention one other thing, a programming note before we head into the next product, which has just arrived, is that we have our sixth-year anniversary show live on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Helena B. and I from the Stable Scoop Radio Show will be hosting. I hope you and Lorraine will call in.
I'm going to mark it down.
Okay,
on my calendar.
Good. We want all the listeners to call in. We want to hear from past guests, listeners, all the other hosts for the other shows are going to be calling in. So it's just a party. We have no plan. It's a live radio show. Helena and I will be drinking heavily, and we hope that you will too, because that'll just make it more interesting. It is bring your own bottle because we cannot figure out another way to do that quite. So, but you can give us a call at 347-637-3238 on Wednesday night between like 7 and 8:30. We'll go to people stop calling. So we figured it out. We have done over 3,500 episodes here at the Horse Radio Network, 5,000 guests we've had on the air over the past 6 years with all the different shows. I calculated it out, and if you listen to our show 12 hours, or all of our shows, 12 hours a day, every day, it would take you 265 days to listen to all the shows that we have done over the past 6 years. So if you truly get bored sometime and have no life, there you go. There's your project. And we have had listeners. We do have listeners. One of them I know is at Disney World right now, Rhonda from Canada, who has listened to every show we have put on since day one.
Wow.
There are legacy listeners. There's a few of them out there that have been crazy enough to – I haven't even done that. So, we have Linda with us, Linda Brown, and you are from right down the street. Come on, about 2 inches from the mic. Scoot in there. You need to be really close, like Carrie Underwood does. you're right down the street from us in Williston, Florida.
Yes, sir. And by the way, I'm glad to know it's good to drink and talk. Well, that's legal?
Yes, and our shows it is.
I like your show already.
On our shows, it's the only way we get through some of the shows. What are you talking about? So now you have a product line. Tell us about it.
Okay, it is I'm an artist, and I've taken my art and I've put it onto T-shirts and silks and satins, and I call it wearable art. And each one has a story.
What makes it a little different than some of the others we've seen is a lot of times you'll see, T-shirts and things with designs on them. You know, they'll just have a design in the middle or the back or whatever. This is the whole entire blouse is this way. It's not a T-shirt at all. The whole entire blouse is with your design, and it's very eye-catching.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's the whole front and back. And I've done the scarves to match, so it makes kind of a fun little outfit for going out. And you're still a horsey girl. And each one has a little story. This one is called Stages of Life, and it's from conception down the birth canal into a horse's life. So it sounds real funky, but it doesn't look. It looks.
Yeah, it's not the actual birth of the horse.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify that. I've seen those pictures, and it doesn't look anything like this. So, you do all the art yourself.
I do.
And you showed us yesterday your book of art, and it's just amazing. You're a wonderful artist, especially for the horses.
Oh, thank you so much. I love horses.
And you have a ranch, right? You're a rancher.
Yes, I am, and I love cows, too. I have cow shirts, too. I know, not everybody wants to wear a cow on them, but some do.
So tell us about your ranch in Williston.
Yeah, I'm a cow-calf crop operation, and so I raise the babies, and we ship them off to the grain, which is cost-effective down in Florida. I also am trying a few grass-fed beef to see how that runs, so it's kind of a fun experiment. And
what kind of cattle?
Mine are Black Angus and Cross.
Yeah, we had Black Angus before. Yeah, ornery little buggers we had. I don't know if are there different personalities and different breeds of cattle like horses?
Definitely. And let me tell you, the Cracker cattle, which I was used to, are they're like deer. They're some wild little rascals. But the Black Angus is a lot calmer, a lot easier. The Brahma is a little tougher, and, you know, each breed definitely has its own.
Do you wrangle with horses?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
I like cutting horses.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
That is. It's really fun. So.
And is that where your inspiration comes from, the ranch here with the...
Definitely, yes. And I had 6 kids, and they're very inspirational, too.
And she, by the way, if you see, you go to her website, you'll see her daughters all over the place because they look like models, and they were models for this.
Yeah.
But absolutely gorgeous group of kids.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
They're pretty handy.
You have built-in models. You don't have to hire any.
And built-in cow crew. It's great. Yeah.
I love the attention to detail in your art that's been made into this wonderful top here, because at first glance you look like you just see like the large face of the horse, but as you look closer you can see, you know, the smaller areas where the life of the horse is incorporated in the design. I just love it.
I'm looking at the eye of the horse, and the eye is really riveting. I mean, it really is, and that's tough. The eye, to catch the emotion of a horse in their eye, it's tough to do in a painting like this.
And really, it's the window to the soul. So if you can get the eye of an animal, you've really captured the animal, I think.
How have they been doing this weekend? Have the retailers been, you had about a lot of people at your stand.
Yeah, really well. It's brand new, it's bright, and it's exciting. So.
And the blouses are made out of?
They're a poly silk.
Poly silk? Okay, that's what it kind of looks like, yeah.
And they're silky when you wear. They're nice.
So what? And how many different options do you have in things?
Well, at this point, I have 16 different images, but always working on new ideas. I'm up for. I do a lot of commission work as well, so you can do your favorite horse.
And they can get these in different sizes and.
Yes, we're small to double XL.
Where can they find them?
At B Studio Art. .com.
Is that just B, the letter B?
Yes,
studioart.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they can buy them right there?
Yes.
Very good. And, of course, you might be seeing them pop up in your local pack shops here very soon.
We're hoping.
These would make great Christmas gifts.
They would absolutely make great Christmas gifts. I actually may put it on my Christmas list.
And you and Lorraine are very bright. I can see you guys wearing these.
I love my bright colors. And I love being able to go out and kind of incorporate my, I'll call it horsiness, into my...
Your addiction is what you're saying? Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
So, no, I think these are quite lovely.
Well, there you go. What's the price point of retail on these?
These dolman sleeves, they run about
$75.
Okay. The V-necks run about $65. They're made in America, which
we're
proud to say.
Oh, good. Very good. Well, that's a bonus then.
Yeah.
They're painted in America and made in America.
Right. And even American models, everything. And they were raised.
Well, thank you very much, Linda. The website again is bstudioart.com, right? bstudioart.com.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Well, now
we got
you all looking good here, Colleen, today. I got a belt. We get you one of these shirts. We'll be the style of the show.
We will be. Then we'll just have to go walking around after the show ends today.
I can see you wearing these, too, if you got a little bit bigger one over your show outfit when you go to a show. Just put one of these on over your show. To keep it clean, I meant.
Oh, well. Rogue horse is dirtying up the show outfit.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
So
well, next up here, we're going to talk a little bit about why we're here and the organization that makes it all happen. And that organization is the American Equestrian Trade Association. That's the reason that we are here every 6 months here in January and August. I always like August a little better because it's not snowing and not 4 feet of snow outside. But, again, coming from Florida, it's always a tough trip up here into January in Philadelphia. But we have one of our old friends that we met a long time ago when we had our tack shop, and that is Carla from Perry's. And everybody has seen the Perry's line of products in their tack shops, and they're made here in locally, not too far from here.
Yes.
And we have Carla with us. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Glenn. Thank you for having me. Hi, Colleen.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Carla started Perry's back when we were just selling our shop. I think it was a year or two before. Was it back in the early 2000s?
It was March of 2000.
Yeah.
March of 2000 we started.
And I think I saw you at an Ada here, probably one of your first Adas the year that you started. Yeah.
I've been involved with Ada pretty much since the beginning of it. So we're very excited to have you all here. It's
well, thank
awesome.
You. Thank you. We enjoy so coming. Cool. We like looking at products. It's just, you know, when we were in the business for so long that you kind of gets in your blood and stays there.
I know. You can't get rid of it.
And Jennifer, it's cash and carry day. I'm afraid she's going to buy another bag for the airplane is what I'm afraid of. She's got a lot of stuff she wants to buy.
You might find yourself at the UPS store shipping.
Yes, yes. We've done that before. There's one right at the airport, actually. So, Carla, tell us about the American Equestrian Trade Association. What is it?
So the American Equestrian Trade Association is made up of manufacturers, sales reps, retailers, and then we have some affiliates like yourselves or industry partners, and it's the wholesale side of the business. It's the trade side of the business, so it's not for end users. It's not that piece of it, but we have approximately about 450 members, and we partner with Kent Hopper at the show to put on the show.
Yes, Hopper Exposition.
Hopper Exposition, yes. They're awesome. They do a great job for us, and we work together with them. And then we also do a lot of other things. We do a lot of education, and we're trying to grow all the other pieces of what we're doing with the association. The association's about 5-6 years old now, maybe, so it's very, very young. So we have educational seminars here at the show. We're doing webinars for the retailers and the wholesalers to help them with their businesses. And of course the show is the big thing. And then here at the show, we're doing an Ada member, get a member campaign to get more members. And we've also come up with a new workbook program for dealers to get all kinds of incentives at the show to get dealers to the show and that kind of thing. So we're really excited about it. It's been going really well.
And you're the president?
I am the president this year.
Does that mean in the meeting when they all said, who wants to be president, step forward, everybody else step back, and you were stuck?
I actually wasn't there. No.
that's how it works. Carla, she hasn't done it yet. It's her turn.
Yeah, really. They're like, yeah, come on. You can do it. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about that.
Yep. What have you seen? We were talking about the different things that we've seen, you know, in the industry. What have you seen changing in the industry as we go forward here?
Oh, wow. The industry.
Because you're a manufacturer also.
Yes. The industry's changing. I mean, it's like everything else. With everything that happened in 2008, and things are definitely better and coming back, and you know, a lot more positive than when it, you know, the economy was not
crashed.
Crashed. So, but things are much better now. I see how people are doing business is different. You know, you really have to change with the times. There's a lot more, obviously, there's a lot more web business out there than there used to be. So everybody's trying to adapt to that and, you know, work with that and work with their stores. On the wholesale side of it and the trade side of it, you know, we're trying to, as vendors, we try to support the stores. So we use products like Shopatron, you know, so that we're not competing directly with our stores and we're still supporting everyone that's carrying our products, you know. But a lot of the stores are doing, there's a lot of very successful mobile people too. And, you know, then of course the internet has made a big, huge change.
It's funny because we'll go back in the Wayback Machine here. When we first started our tack shop, we were only the second one to have an online store.
Wow.
And when we came to Ada and started telling the wholesale, they had no idea what that was. I mean, they didn't even know what the internet was. I mean, and they were not real keen on their stuff being sold on the internet. That's how much change has happened in 15 years.
Right.
Is back then, they didn't want to sell their stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, it's too foreign. It was too...
Well, and even the thing, like, before, you know, it would be like, I don't even have a fax machine in my store. Well, now it's like everybody emails, you know, information so you're so quick to get everything that totally changes how you do business.
And as a manufacturer, it's changed too, because this, because of the internet and online stores, you, the retailers want more data from you in electronic form.
Exactly.
You have to provide them with all the SKUs and all the different things in electronic form now, and that's all becoming more modernized than it ever has been, especially in this world.
In this industry, yeah. Especially, yeah. Yeah. And I think that's happening.
We've been a little behind. I'm just saying horse people are a little bit behind. We always have been, technology-wise.
Well, in these smaller markets, because you're not hitting the average person. You're not hitting someone that lives down the street from you usually, you know. So, yeah, exactly. It's those folks that, you know, we're much better than we used to be.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We're much better than
I think we've caught up. You know, I always used to say when we started doing these shows 6 years ago, nobody knew how to listen. And we, you know,
right.
Horse people didn't know how to listen. Didn't know what it was. And, we, you know, we always said that the horse people were 2 years behind technology-wise. And then smartphones came along and that changed. And now they're not.
Yes, they're not at all.
Right.
Yeah, no.
Smartphones
no.
changed that.
Yes. Yes, I would agree with you.
Because nobody had time. Like you, Colleen, you didn't have time to sit at home and be on your computer. You were riding your horse. You were working. You were doing things.
Oh, absolutely not. The last thing I had time to do was go home and sit for an hour or two and look around on the internet for anything. So having a mobile device with you allows you a lot more freedom. And just like how recently you guys came out with your app, which makes listening a whole lot easier when you're running all over the place all the time.
Right, right. By the way, you can find that at the iOS or an Android app store. Search for Horse Radio Network. Thank you for the plug there.
I think you're going to see a lot more of that, too, as far as brands out there developing apps and doing different things to promote their brand and get things out there as well. The other big thing that's changed a lot is overseas product versus USA product. Things have balanced back out again.
I was
going
to say, it's more USA now.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least for us, we do a lot of Amish-made products.
Right,
but
right.
Even if there was a product that I used to buy over, couldn't compete in this market without buying it overseas.
Or they didn't make it here.
Or they didn't make more that it would be more value. You know, you'd have a better value, so people would obviously want to buy it at a lesser price because it's the same quality of product. But today, that's balancing out. Like, that's a huge difference. Like,
by the way, cheers for, you know, manufacturing coming back to the United States.
Yeah, yes, it's awesome. So I'm really excited about that.
I'm very excited about that because I intentionally, when I go out and I look for things, I love finding things that, you know, have a sticker or a tag that says made in the USA because I love knowing that I'm supporting, you know, people maybe right down the street.
And I know, especially with horse folks, that we have to watch every penny. Like you do, you have to watch every dime. Although, if you have something and it's equal quality, equal value, equal price, you're going to buy the product that's made here. You just are. You want to support the USA. So I think that that's coming a little bit full circle.
Very good. And, of course, give a plug for Perry's. What's the website?
Oh, perrysleather.com. We just put up a new website last week, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, good.
We've got to go on and see all the new pictures and new images and new products. And, yeah, so.
Perrysleather.com. That's P-E-R-R-I-S. Not I-E-S, I-S.
Right,
perrysleather.com. Or Google it. You'll find it.
Yes.
And, of course, you'll find it at almost every retailer across the country that sells tack.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
awesome.
You've done a great job. Talk about
Thank
come
you.
A long way since the early 2000s. You came into a crowded market back then, and you established yourself, you hung with it, and you've done you're a great entrepreneur. So.
Thank you so much.
That's why
Thank
you're now
you.
The president of Ada. It's not just because she wasn't there at the meeting. Thank you.
I don't know about that.
Thank you, Carla.
All right,
Carla
so
from
much.
Perry's Leather for the American Equestrian Trade Association. And you can find their website just by searching American Equestrian Trade Association as well. All right. Thank
great.
You,
thank
Carla.
You.
Appreciate
Carla.
It.
Thanks.
They do have great products over there at Perry's. And they're made right down the road from here.
I think that's totally awesome.
Yeah.
I love seeing that.
And, you know, I know some people have objection to the way Amish treat their horses and things, and, you know, there's good and bad in any community. But the way they make products, you can't beat it, and they last forever. I mean, I've always bought an Amish harness and things like that because they make great stuff.
One of the tack shops that are nearby me, there is an Amish-owned tack shop that's in my area, and I love going there for their leather products.
Yep.
They are very, very nice.
Yep, and they last.
They do. They
yeah.
absolutely do. I have a pair of stirrup leathers that I've had on a saddle for over 10 years, and they still work great, and I love them. So.
All right, Colleen, look out. The guest I've been looking forward to all morning has arrived.
Oh, Glenn.
She kept up with me the other day. I was picking on her a lot, and I could tell. I said to her right away, I said, were you in sales before? Because she's really good. She could host this show. I could just leave, and she could host the show.
I'm not sure about that, but... Thank
Come
you
about
for
two
inviting
inches
me.
From the mic there.
Thank you for inviting me.
Her name is Allison Hall of Huntley Equestrian.
That's right. Yes.
And Allison, what did you do before you got into this?
Well, I have a nursing degree from Emory, and I was in the medical field for 15 years.
Were you a nurse?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell because you don't put up crap from anybody. She didn't take my crap at all. It was like, right back at me. Jennifer's like, we have to have her on the show.
Well, first of all, thank you again for inviting me. I really appreciate it. So I was also in sales. So, again, just in the medical field, worked for a major corporation. Meanwhile, been riding and competing, as an adult. And so I also built a horse farm, and I have a boarding facility. So I'm in all aspects of horses. So
where are you located?
We're based out of north of Jacksonville, Amelia Island, Florida.
Oh, cool. You're down our way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so right off of 301.
Yep,
right off of 301. So our business is called Huntley Equestrian. So you can find us on Facebook. Our website is also huntleyequestrian.com. So over the last year and a half, I've been trying to develop, new and interesting products that are fun, but also you have to kind of stay in the same swim lanes with the traditional attire. So,
tell us about some of them.
Yes, absolutely. So, I do have I designed a pair of half chaps that are made of a Brazilian leather, and I designed them so that they would resemble a custom boot. So, very high top line, very, very smooth, very easy to put on.
But I think Jennifer's already bought a pair of these, hasn't she?
And you know what? I brought a measuring tape so I can measure her.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
So, again, just a really, really, strong elastic, strong zipper line, zips from the bottom up. It's a beautiful, beautiful look when you put it on your leg. And, again, resembling a custom boot.
It does. When Jennifer picked it up over at the booth and it was attached to it, a fake leg and a paddock boot.
That's right.
I saw it from about 2 feet away and thought it was a tall boot.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's what I was looking for when I designed it. So, everyone wants to have that custom boot look without the custom boot price.
And you must wear half. All adventurers wear half chaps all the time.
You know what? I actually find myself riding in tall boots a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
I know the 100 jumpers. They live in half chaps. They don't.
They do.
boots and except when they have to.
Well, it's trying to find something that's durable. It's also double lined on the calf side too. So even though the leather is very soft and supple, it will last you a long time.
I like the concept of being able to wear a half chap that looks like a tall boot too, because to me, sometimes depending, your tall boots, you try to zip them up and it's like, oh, this is kind of a total pain. So to me, it's great to have that nice look and, you have this nice stretchy half chap that you can zip right up.
Thank you. Yeah. And it definitely will help too. As you guys know in the South, when it gets really hot, your legs will swell. So there is a little bit of play in the elastic that'll help if you do.
And your strap is bigger than other people's elastic straps, which
it is.
It gives you more room to play.
Definitely. And so the nice thing, too, is at the end of the day, when you're done riding, clean your half chaps and put them in this beautiful dust bag that comes with it. So, these are a good investment, and we want them to last a long time. So when you're done, put them in the dust bag, and that way you can put them in your tack trunk or put them back in your tack room. Keep them protected.
I love the dust bag that they come with.
Jennifer looked at that and said, ooh, a great tail bag for my horse.
it could also double as a tail bag, too. That's right. That's right.
That's a Western thing.
Yeah. So with Huntley Equestrian, I also created a children's line called Daisy Clipper. And so Daisy Clipper, I have a 7-year-old daughter who rides. She rides weekly, also competes in the local circuit. So, when I was out as a parent trying to buy paddock boots, breeches, shirts, jackets, there really wasn't a lot out there. So I wanted to create a very good product that's, high quality, but also, you understand that your daughter or your child is going to, grow out of it within a year or two. So I designed a premium leather paddock boot with a side zip. So I would see her struggling with the zippers, and so I created the side zip so that she was able to get in and out of the paddock boot pretty easily. It's got a moisture-wicking interior in it and a super sturdy sole to it there. So when she's done riding, she's normally out playing in the dirt and in the mud puddles, and it really cleans up nicely when it's time to show.
You know, the cool thing that I'm noticing about the side zip is that it doesn't just come straight up. It doesn't start at the heel and come straight up the side of the boot.
Like most of them do, yeah.
Right. It kind of curves along, so it feels like it would be, you know, easy to kind of just, you know, pull up in a curving motion, like with your hand. So I find that interesting.
Well, thank you. It's a, you know, really nice brass zipper, and again, it's got the traditional punch toe to it, too. Another feature that I wanted to design in the boot is to have, you know, more of a narrow toe. So I noticed in the past some of the boots were big and bulky.
For kids. Yeah.
So I just wanted, again, just a very clean line, a very tailored-looking boot.
All right, let's get to the pants.
All right.
Because, you know, I was waiting
Here
to talk
go.
About those. She was modeling them yesterday.
Yes.
I had to
and
look
I
at her butt for a while because it has butt design.
Yeah.
And I didn't even get in trouble.
No.
So
everything was okay. With
yeah,
clean.
Yeah.
Was
my wife was there. Just saying.
So these are a black full seat riding pant, and back on the back pockets are a Firebird type of design. So it has some sequins. It has some orange stitching. It has
it's embroidered almost.
It is.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
embroidered.
Yeah.
I mean, the detail in these pants are phenomenal. It's a full seat, so you really stick to the saddle. It's made of Daewoo suede. And again, the design is fantastic. This is the type of pant where you can go out and ride in, and then when you're done, you can put on a nice pair of heels, head out to go have a cocktail
it's
or go eat dinner.
It's the kind of pant that says to everybody, look at my butt.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And also, too, you know, whether you're an English rider or a Western rider, you know, this can
yeah,
go.
Yeah, it would go either way,
too.
Yeah.
Eventine as well, dressage, all of the above.
Kind of has a little bit of the Western flair to it, which is becoming very popular in the jumper world and even into eventing now with the big belt buckles and the whole thing. Yeah.
I find myself getting sucked into some of the trends. And the funny thing is you hear the word sequins, and you might think,
yeah,
oh, you know, maybe that's a little too flashy. But
right,
I'm sitting here looking at these britches, and I really like the design. I don't think that the sequins are too much or overpowering. I think that they just add a nice little bit of sparkle, a little subtlety to
it. I do have a question, though, with the sequins.
Sure.
Will they scratch the saddle?
No, because when you're in the saddle, they're a little bit higher.
Okay.
So you're really your suede is hitting the saddle.
All
there.
Right. So this yeah.
So this is a European style cut, you know, along the backside of the pants as well.
Now these are black. Are there other colors?
Right now I just have black.
Okay.
So again, this is my first season, and so really I was just looking for feedback from customers, and so far it's been fantastic. You can find us on Facebook as well as Amazon and eBay. So again, we're on the online, you know, retailers as well as our website too.
You know, another thing I like about these particular breeches is the belt loops are wide enough for the wider belts.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of them aren't. You can't get your belt through the belt loops.
Oh, yeah.
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 And the wider belts are coming in, again, because of the whole Western look thing, you know?
So I specifically designed that. So this is a 2-inch waist belt line as well as double buttons and closures. So, again, as a mother, I'd like a little more coverage, you know, and put a nice belt on where I'm not always having to pull my pants up all day. So a little more support.
Well, and then you also do tops? I think.
I do,
yeah.
Yes. Matter, I have an adorable show shirt for children.
Okay.
So, this is a polka dot cotton long sleeve show shirt, and it's got the attached collar.
I can see you in
it.
That, Colleen, out there.
I don't think it would fit, Glenn. Oh, no, we'll try to make it in your size.
Jennifer wants one, too.
It's got
very polka dots.
It is. There are lots of polka dots, a lot of great colors, your lime, green.
Oh, the buttons
blue,
are shaped,
orange.
Too.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what I did is, you know, in the hunter jumper world, it's very conservative. So as I was designing the shirt, I was thinking, how can children wear this but not have, you know, too much out there? So I made the collar, the placket, and the cuffs white. So when this shirt is put on with a navy blue jacket, you really see the white, and then as you come up to the rider, then you start to see the polka dots. And then I made just small accents with the buttons. They're a lime green floral design, and it's absolutely adorable.
I can see kids wearing this just anytime.
I love the cute little flower-shaped buttons. They're adorable.
Thank you. Thank you. We've gotten great, you know, great reviews so far, and the kids, I mean, you know, this is something you can wear at a local show up to your local A show as well. So just lots of fun, just trying to bring some fun design to our children and adult line.
It is. Well, good job.
Thank you so much.
And you know what? When I went by your booth, I said, because your logo is so classy.
Well, thank you.
You know, it is so classy, and it's Huntley, and it sounded, I went, wow, there's a booth that's going to have some very expensive stuff, and that wasn't the case. It's classy but affordable.
Well, thank you. And yeah. And that really was the basis of our business. We wanted to present very good quality products. You know, I travel to Asia and Europe several times a year. I work directly with the manufacturers. I do these designs and really very meticulous about how the products are made. So it took me a year to really finalize these products. A lot of going back and forth, making changes here. We need to add this here. The sewing needs to be changed here. So, you know, it takes a lot of time to bring a really good quality product to the market. So I'm really excited, and so far the feedback's been very, very positive.
Yay! Well, then yes. We'll see you back here in 6 months.
Absolutely. And thank you so much again. I really appreciate it. And if you guys, again, could find us on Facebook at Huntley Equestrian, as well as huntleyequestrian.com.
Very good. Well, thank you so
much.
This is Allison Hall.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Go measure my wife for her half calf.
I will.
I knew
She'll
this show
them.
Was going to cost me a fortune.
Thank you.
Well, we – what was that, Lorraine? Okay. Well, we have a couple more guests, I think, that we're still waiting for here. I think Jennifer's going round one up right now.
The job of the guest wrangler, that's for sure.
Yes, that's what she does. She's a guest wrangler. How long have you been listening to the shows?
You know what? I believe it was early 2013 that I started listening, and I randomly saw, I think somebody shared a post on Facebook the one day.
So it was through Facebook you found it?
It was through Facebook that I found you. I saw somebody shared a post on horses in the morning, and I was like, wait a minute, there's a show I can listen to about horses? I can put my earbuds in and just listen to it while I'm, you know, plugging away at work. So once I started listening, I haven't stopped.
And you started with horses in the morning?
I started with horses in the morning, yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Very good. It's almost curious of which show that people start with, because people listen to multiple shows.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely branched out since then, but horses in the morning was my first HRN show that I started listening to.
I'm always surprised at the number of people that listen to, like, the driving radio show and don't ever want to drive, but they just like hearing Wendy Yek on and, you know, us having a good time over there. You know, they listen to shows that they wouldn't necessarily ever do that particular.
Well, you know what? That just speaks to the fact, I think, that the shows are interesting and entertaining. And, you know, I would find myself, I think, listening to other shows just for, you know, education. You know, maybe I'm not going to go out and start driving, but, you know, maybe I want to learn a bit about it.
Right.
So I think that's really cool.
And we have fun guests.
Yes. Yeah, that's important.
That's the other thing.
The entertainment is important, too.
Well, I'm going to have Susan step over here right now and have a seat. Come right up to the microphone. You need to be about 2 inches away. And Susan is from JPC. And, you know, Susan, we have known probably longer than anybody at this show. And I'm not aging you. I'm just saying.
Yes, you are.
True. I'm just saying it is true. We've known you for a long time since when we first started our store way back in the 1990s, sometime in the 1990s. And you were one of the people that we dealt with early on, and still you're here today, still talking about products and still representing.
Kicking.
Yeah. And you're with JPC Equestrian, so tell us about JPC Equestrian.
We are a large U.S. distributor. We have a broad product line, everything for the horse and rider, Henri de Ravel saddles, equine couture, and tough rider apparel. We also distribute Cardet and Martin. We have a lot of our own designs that we manufacture and distribute to U.S. retailers.
That booth was packed full of stuff over there. I'm sure you were there.
What? I walked through and I was looking around and I kept getting distracted because I was looking from one thing to the next. And I'm like, oh, look at those colors. Oh, look at those colors. Are those more colors over there?
I'm glad you mentioned the colors. We have a new neon line that we're really proud of. So we've got 5 bright neon colors, blue, pink.
We're talking breeches here, people.
Yes, riding breeches for the lovely ladies.
Neon riding breeches.
For both children and ladies. 5 new neon colors, peach, blue, pink, yellow, and green.
Which one do you think you'd see your butt in?
I'm thinking the blue or the green.
Yeah. I was surprised at how good they looked on. You had your people walking around with them on the other day.
They did.
Really good on.
Thank you.
Now, we had a last guest here who had designs on the butt of the breeches, and I said that really, you know, says here, look at my butt. Yours just says look down. I mean, it's just you look at them from a mile away. Well, I'm not objecting to that as a horse husband that has to go to shows. I personally enjoy that very much. So thank you.
Well, the neon's not so much for the show ring, but I think a lot of people will enjoy it. And, you know, including your trail riders,
yeah,
crossover between English and Western. They're just fun and look great, very flattering. And besides that, they're super comfortable and extremely durable. We've all worn them, and they're well-received here at the show, well-received already on some social media, so we hope everybody on Horse Radio Network likes them, hearing about them now.
Do you remember when we came out with rust-colored and that was a scandal? It was like, who's going to buy a rust-colored breed?
Well,
that was one of the first colors, if you remember right.
I think we tried to bring rust back a little too soon. So now we're not giving people a choice. We're just blasting them with color. So everything's good.
I really like the ones you had on the other day, and she has one in her hand over there, the Tough Riders. Tell us about those, and they have a splash of neon down the leg.
Right. This is the neon...
Eventers.
I'm sorry. This is the marathon tight, and you're right. Eventers, I think, will love this with the color, the large logo, little crossover with the racing and eventing. They just look really stylish, and they're in this popular charcoal color that looks great on everybody and coordinates well with the bright neon colors.
And it has a wide waistband.
It does.
What was the reason for that?
It has a comfortable, a little bit higher, wide waistband when you're sitting in the saddle, especially if you're galloping cross-country or maybe trail riding or in the lesson ring for a long period of time. You don't want them to ride down. So it's a great cut. And they're actually extremely flattering, and it's a fantastic compression material. So it looks great on everybody. I think it makes you look about a size smaller, and they look wonderful.
Sign me up for that. No, you know what I think is great about those particular britches is that if you think that maybe the whole neon is a little too much for you, you've got that nice splash of green on these particular down the side. So it's, you're still getting the fun color, but it might not be overwhelming if you think you can't handle the color all over the place.
Right. It's not the whole pan. It's the coordinating charcoal goes great with everything. So you've just got that little pop of color.
And what colors do they come in?
They come in the charcoal, that's the marathon, with the green,
okay,
bright neon yellow, neon peach, pink, or blue.
Oh, wow. And they come in all the usual sizes and the whole thing? So
yes.
You have the line.
Full-size run. We can fit everyone.
You guys are always innovating over there at JPC.
We try.
You are. You are. And you have some socks here. We haven't talked about socks at all today.
This is a new ventilated sock. It's actually... Can I open this up? It's actually vented.
Colleen will be happy to take it home for you.
It's actually vented down the front, so it's really good for hot weather. It's really good for hot weather riding. You can see that it's like a mesh in the front.
Yeah.
So across the front of your leg where you don't really need as much from the sock, you want that more on the inside and the foot, it's very breathable. Again, in the attractive charcoal color with the coordinating neon bright strips.
Yeah, it's very nice. And they're tall socks made for your tall boots.
They are.
Yep, yep. So what we asked a couple of the other guests this. You've been in this industry for a long time, and we've asked a couple of the other guests, what do you see happening in the future? Are we really going to continue going more color, more bright? Are horse people breaking out of the mold of black and white and going color? What do you see in the future?
I think for sure you'll always have the classic blacks and tans, but you see things cycle, it gets a little more blingy, and then, you know, some people relax. But we're a versatile group, all our different breeds of horses and different styles of riding. Some people are pleasure riding, some people are full-on Olympians, and, you know, you need a variety of things for all of their wants and needs. So I think the color will be here always. We just are showing it a little stronger this year, and we think it's going to catch on and be popular. Like I said, it's been well-received here at the show.
The other thing I've seen, too, and we were talking about this yesterday at dinner, is that when we used to come to these shows years ago, there was a ton of tack and not so much clothing. Clothing was kind of a secondary thing. Now it's clothing with tack as a secondary thing. You see a lot more wholesalers with clothing than you do tack. That's been a big change in the trends and styles, and that riding clothing has become more mainstream, too. But that's a huge change here.
That's true. I think the Western world has helped a little bit in that with their fashion. The jeans, it's kind of mainstream with the country apparel. So it's just crossed over into the what you thought was more functional performance apparel for in the saddle, it's crossing over to streetwear. There's a little blending of that. But the saddles should be long-lasting. It's not a purchase that you need to make every year. So I think you can see a little bit less of that. The economy maybe has had an effect on it as well. People can't make those big purchases, but they still want to spend where they can and buy things. So it was easy to add more apparel pieces to give them a choice. And they're seasonal. They might be able to buy a few pairs of breeches throughout the year where they're not going to maybe be able to purchase a saddle this year. So we keep everybody happy with the addition of some new apparel products.
And it makes sense for somebody who's maybe self-admittedly a shopaholic. I'm not going to go out and keep buying saddle after saddle, bridle after bridle, but, you know, maybe I will bring home a couple extra tops or another pair of breeches. So.
Exactly.
Is that why you're single? Is because you're a shopaholic? Is that it, Colleen?
That's terrible.
She knows I love her. Well, this has been fun. What's the website?
www.breeches.com. That's BREECHES.com.
Of course, it's JPC, and you can find JPC products, all the Tough Rider, all those products in every tack shop across the country. So take a look for them there. If you want specific things, also all the online stores carry them as well. Thank you so much for stopping
Thank
by.
You. Thank
we
you
really
very much.
It.
It's been really fun being on Horse Radio Network.
All right.
Thanks.
See ya.
Thanks.
You know, I was just kidding, right?
Oh, I know.
I know. I heard you talking about how much you spend on stuff the other night. I was like, oh, geez. But that's okay. You're an inventor.
It's okay.
You're allowed to. You have a real job so you can afford to spend things. See, that's the difference.
It's true. You have to go out and, I just go out and I work. I feel like I'm on the run all the time. But then it's like, oh, okay, you know, I like to stop and pick up some new things now and then.
And you do have a social life. I know that because you were at a concert the other night.
I was, yes. Yeah.
What were you at?
I was at the Luke Bryan concert.
And?
Oh, my gosh.
Can Luke still rock the stage?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
I can confirm that. I can definitely confirm that. That was, you know what? I had about 3 hours of sleep before I got here Saturday morning, and I was shocked that I was not only awake, but I still had a voice. So I'm just saying.
I saw his picture come on Facebook about 2 in the morning, so I was like, okay, she's up late tonight. Well, it's so good, by the way, to get to hang out with you here today. We have one more guest that we're going to talk to from the American Equestrian Trade Association here, and I wanted to remind everybody that this is Auditor Week. Colleen is an auditor. We're having auditors hosting tomorrow morning's our Certified Horsemanship Association training episode that we do every month. And then Wednesday, we're having another auditor co-hosting, and Friday again, we're having another auditor co-hosting. So we'll see how that goes. I believe, do you remember who's co-hosting on Wednesday and Friday? I'm trying to remember who was, which order. Doreen Rose is Wednesday, and Robin Donaghy was Friday. So Robin gets to do really bad ads.
I am so jealous. I absolutely cannot wait to listen to Friday to hear the really bad ads.
Nope, no pressure there, Robin.
No pressure, but I'm excited to hear.
I'm going
to
let her do it by herself.
Oh, that's
no,
not very
I'm not,
nice.
No, I'm not going to let
that's
her do it.
That's not very nice.
She just had a heart attack at home in Texas listening.
That's way too much pressure to put on.
Yeah. Really bad ads. You know, people think it's easy to do. It's actually kind of tough. It's one of the tougher things we do every week.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about that the other night. It sounds, you know.
You have to concentrate. I have to actually think and focus.
You have to actually. I'm guessing you probably have to specifically really watch and read what you are actually seeing.
Yeah.
Because you might want to.
I have a tough time with that.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie does it much better. She's 10 times better than I am at really bad ads. She really is. Well, next up, we have one of our friends that's been here before. His name is Brady from Arenas. And also, you know, the Soar No More products. And we've been giving away your products on the show here for a long time now, for about a year, right?
Yeah.
So tell us, Brady, why you're here today. What's new?
Well, as a lot of people probably have heard, we actually came out with a new Soar No More formula. It's Soar No More Performance Ultra. And basically, it's a double-strength version of our Soar No More Performance line. And so this product has been really, really exciting for a lot of people. You get a bigger impact faster. And I know a lot of the folks that are you know, heading to WEG and over there, they've been pretty excited to have their therapists have this new product. So it's been really awesome.
Does it test?
No.
Well, that's good. See, that's a big thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is one of the big things. It's you know, in the world with the FEI, things can change by the minute, so you can never say never, right?
Right.
But
right.
As of right now,
what's it used for people who haven't heard of Soar No More? Why use it?
Sure. So Soar No More is a wonderful product. We've actually got a few different forms of it. We have the liniment, poultice, and gel lotion. The liniment, of course, you can rub that in to sore muscles, to cool everything down. It does a great job before you ride to help make sure that you get the soft tissue warmed up so that we can help prepare that tissue for work. And then, you know, that the goal there being we can try to prevent some injuries, right? The poultice, of course, is a wonderful way to help keep everything nice and tight. The Soar No More Performance Poultice is probably one of our biggest movers. People love that product. It goes on really well, comes off easily when you're ready for it to, which is the bane of most poultice. It cakes on, you can never get it off. And so we have those few different kinds. They do a really good job of those types of things. One of the big things about Soar No More specifically, I guess, that I would say that makes it different from anything else out there on the market is the fact that you can put it under wraps and pads and blankets, and it's not going to burn, it's not going to blister. I show reiners, and so I like to put it on my horse's back before I ride, so I've got some herbs in there, you know, helping to
under
keep
things.
Under
the saddle, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit
under the
calmer.
Pad.
You bet. And then again after I ride, keep a little bit in the fridge and then use it as a nice cool down and to get all that lactic acid flowing, get all that blood flowing, you know, out of the muscles. So I hope, does that answer the question?
That did.
Go ahead.
Yes. And, of course, eventers are intimate with liniments because they use them all the time. The process,
yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely used. Now, so you have the new one is double the strength.
Right.
Okay.
The Ultra, you bet.
Okay. Why would anybody buy the old one then?
Less expensive.
Okay.
The Ultra is the Ultra does cost more money. It is, you know, it's
and if the old Soar No More has been working for you, then...
Yeah, you know, the way that we thought, you know, so it's been kind of an interesting curve here. The way that we kind of thought of it is, okay, most people will probably use their classic or the new performance line, you know, on a daily basis, a little less cost, and, you know, use it just every day, and then pull off the Ultra when you go to the show, when it really needs a big impact quickly. However, what we're finding is that most people, once they try the Ultra, they just want to use that every day because it works. It really works well.
Yeah, my first thought when you asked that question, Glenn, was that it would depend on maybe your level of work or your level, you know, performance that you're asking of your horse, whether to go with the original or whether to go with the stepped-up new performance version. But, yeah, to me, that's an interesting comment that you make, that once people try your new formula, the double strength, they don't want to go back.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I know for me, I just kind of stick with the Ultra now. Where I love the classic. It's, you know, it's been really good. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. We've got a lot of information back from users that they're just in love with it. And so that makes me happy. It makes me really happy when we get the pictures back and the letters back from, you know, the little gal showing her hunter jumper. And she's so excited because, you know, her horse is happy after the show. When before, you know, the horse was not real happy after all that work. So that's what makes it worth it for us to be able to see the changes that we can help create in those horses' lives and help them enjoy their job and be able to help that relationship between horse and rider and you know, help everyone to remember why we do this. I think it's easy to get caught up in. We're all trying to make a living, but at the end of the day, you know, the reason why we're doing this is because we're trying to do something good for the horse and for the riders and ourselves, right?
I think that's a great concept because I know for me personally, it's all about fun at the end of the day. So to me, part of that means that everybody's doing well and everybody's feeling great, you and your horse.
Yeah. That's one thing I definitely learned from my dad growing up is if you're not having fun showing horses, then go get a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot less money.
Yeah, money. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
you can have a hobby that's a lot cheaper.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
But once it's in your blood, as Ian Tyson once said, it's an addiction that's not that hard to understand, right?
Yeah. Well, very good. What's the website?
www.arenas.com, or you can also find us at www.equalite.com.
Very good. Thank you so much, Brady, for joining us again. We really appreciate it. And thank you for donating all the prizes for our listeners, too. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. It's a relationship that we cherish. So
very
thank
good.
You.
Thanks, Brady. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks so much.
See y'all soon.
Well, that's it. That's all of our guests for today. You did it.
I can't believe it just seemed to go by so fast.
It does, doesn't it?
I made it through.
Yeah, and, you know, these ADA shows usually do speed right by. Let's have Jennifer sit down here and say hi real quick. She's been floating around wrangling guests and doing her thing. Hey, Jennifer.
I think I just put on about 10 miles on these speakers.
You do get tired at this show because it's all concrete, and you're walking around for an entire day around the concrete, and you put about 10 miles on in this building.
Yeah, I kept running into people, though, trying to get the guests. Excuse me, I'm in a hurry. Excuse me, I'm in a hurry.
Well, you know, we appreciate you joining us, and your sister, who's hiding over in the corner, refusing to be on the air. Lorraine's hiding over there. Lorraine has been taking pictures, though, today.
She's doing the behind-the-scenes on the show, right?
That's right.
Right?
She'll be posting some pictures on Facebook, I assume.
If you don't like the way the show went, send your complaints
to Lorraine. Thank you so much for sitting in today. You've set the bar high now.
You know,
for other auditors.
I tried. I tried the best that I could, Glenn.
You did. You did great. No, you did.
It was a show. A lot of really interesting people.
Yeah,
it was a lot of
fun guests today. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yep.
Who knew?
And they all showed up, which doesn't always happen.
That's now, because you had the guest wrangler here.
I know, because Jennifer was out trying to drag him over here. The best booth award went to Willie's Bakery. Yes.
Yeah.
Which is right down the road for us. We gave them the best booth award because they had the cutest booth.
It's cute as a dickhead.
And you can see a picture of it on our Facebook page. I already posted it, Willie Bakery, me over there with a pretty girl. Normal. But, you know, in every picture. And then if you want to see pictures of Lorraine and you want to see pictures of Colleen, then you also find it on our Facebook page because we posted those as well. Now the other co-hosts don't get to do it with me, so that you are the privileged ones.
You know, I feel honored.
I know you should. You should, too.
Guys, I don't have the boots on yet. Come on. No.
Did you get fitted for your half chat?
I did. I got measured. I'm very excited.
You're very excited about getting your new half. She's been talking about half chats for 6 months now.
Yes.
Saying, when we go to Ada, I'm getting my half chats.
Well, the ones I have are stretched out because I wear them over top of blue jeans.
Mm.
And once you do that, there's no going back. You can't
stretch.
Wear them over
especially
your
especially if they have the elastic in them.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
You need two pair, one for the jeans, one for the breeches.
So to wrap up the show, have you seen something that's your highlight walking around here that you went, I got to have one of those? What's your highlight of the show? And you're a product tester, so that's tough because you see so many products.
Okay. My first thought was I couldn't pick just one thing, and it was an overall thinking about colors. But there is this one helmet that I saw yesterday.
Oh, really?
It's a K1 helmet. You can find it down at ERS. And I have to tell you, so one of the things that happens to me all the time is I ride in sunglasses. Or, I'm sorry, 1K. Brain is frying. It's 1K.
We're talking about a lot of products.
I apologize, not K1. 1K. 1K helmet. So I ride all the time, obviously, in sunglasses. And I find one of the things that I absolutely hate is my sunglasses are always sliding down my face. I am trying to school dressage, and, you know, you're going along nicely. You've got some nice contact. Your horse is soft, and the sunglasses start to slide down. And before they fall off, you got to take your hand off the rein and push them back up, and then
you've lost
everything.
Your That's right.
So
we just changed the gate.
So what's really cool about this helmet is it has a retractable visor that comes down. So you kind of press up on either side, on either side of your eyes, and the visor lowers.
Really?
So you kind of have a built-in pair of sunglasses.
Huh. They do motorcycle helmets.
Yeah,
that way.
Kind of motorcycle helmets kind of that way, yeah.
I was totally enamored by this helmet.
It looks like an astronaut.
It looks great, though. It actually doesn't. To me, you would think the concept would be a little, like, how's that really going to
trotting down the center line in Wellington in that.
I don't know about that.
Next year.
I don't know about
maybe
that.
Maybe next year.
But... No, but to me, I was totally like, oh, my gosh.
Cross-country would be great for cross-country.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Right?
Just for every day.
You're right, having to worry about the sunglasses. And the other thing that happens when you put your glasses on underneath your helmet, it presses on the side of the glasses. The helmets a lot of times will squish the glasses, and then they're, like, smashed to the side of your face. And
They fog up.
That's the other thing.
So that's the one thing that's kind of sticking in my mind.
We'll have to tune in to the next show and see if it's still there.
Yeah.
If it makes it.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. I didn't see that.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's brand new, but it, you know, I just saw it in person for the first time, and I was kind of totally like, oh, my gosh, okay, I need to try it on, and then actually I had to go back and look at it again. So.
And the Breeches girls stopped by here this morning on their way through, busting on me about why I wasn't wearing the breeches I wore the last time for the first time.
Yeah, why aren't you wearing those? They're in your suitcase. I made sure they were there.
I hate to disappoint everybody, but I haven't worn them since the last show, so I hate to disappoint you all. I drive a cart. I really don't need breeches.
That's true. That's true. I don't really.
We need to get you some of those bright pastels.
But now I have a belt to match my cart.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to be styling.
You're going to be very stylish.
I am going to be styling. Well, that's it for today. We appreciate everybody joining us here from the American Equestrian Trade Association. Thanks again to the Association of the Hopper Expositions for inviting us to come over and to sit here and have fun again. We'll be back tomorrow morning live at 9 a.m. on Horses in the Morning with the Certified Horsemanship Association show, and then back here to continue Auditor Week on Wednesday morning. Thank you so much, Colleen. Thank you, Lorraine, for joining us.
Thanks, Glenn, for having me on, and thank you for everybody for listening to me.
And Colleen, again, she's the product tester for Eventing Nation. Go to eventingnation.com, and you can see all of her write-ups and reviews there. And you do a terrific job with those. They're a lot of fun.
Oh, thank you. I try to make them a lot of fun and entertaining as well as educational. So
that's the Eventer way.
I try.
That's the Eventer way. We'll see everybody. We hope Jamie's having a great time riding horses, shooting bows and arrows, and learning to eat meat, because I don't know what else they're going to have up there at the Idaho Ranch, because what else? They don't. I'm sure. Do you think they accommodate vegetarians in Idaho?
Sure.
You think?
Sure.
Okay.
Cactus?
Yeah, cactus. She can have cactus. Yeah, that's right. Anything she can dig up, berries from the woods. Yeah. I'm glad she's not here to hear this. We'll see everybody.
Thank you.